Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is fearful of what Trump administration policies might mean for Wisconsin. Evers commented to the Wisconsin Counties Association's annual legislative conference in Madison Tuesday and said there's no question that tariffs are going to negatively impact Wisconsin's economy. Evers and other governors from around the nation met with President Trump at the White House last week. Evers said what was supposed to be a 20-minute discussion ended up lasting an hour and a half. The Democratic governor said that while the president is an amazing human being in a lot of ways, he continues to be concerned about the direction the administration is taking. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss doesn't buy Governor Tony Evers' explanation for using gender-neutral language in his proposed state budget. Democratic governor said during a stop in Wausau Monday that replacing the words mother and father with terms like parent and inseminated person in the budget bill is about legal protections for people using procedures like IVF. The Republican Assembly Speaker found that hard to believe. Speaking with reporters following a WisPolitics luncheon in Madison Tuesday, Voss said Evers came up with a reason that his staff put this inside the budget, but it's really made Wisconsin a national embarrassment. Voss said the language, like much of Evers' budget proposal, is dead on arrival in the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee. The bill from Oconomowoc Republican Representative Barb Dittrich follows the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association's announcement last week that it is changing policy on transgender athletes. WIAA will comply with President Donald Trump's executive order barring transgender women and girls from playing women's and girls' sports. Dittrich's bill would require transgender women and girls in K through 12 schools, universities of Wisconsin schools, and technical colleges to play the sport that aligns with their sex assigned at birth. Governor Tony Evers has criticized the legislation as discriminatory and has said he will veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less welcoming for LGBTQ people and children. UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin has concerns about the Trump administration's efforts to cut federal funding for medical research. Mnookin says cuts would impact the kinds of research UW-Madison is doing, ranging from the work on cancer and the work on Alzheimer's to the work on how to use Wisconsin's natural resources. Of UW-Madison's top 10 National Institutes of Health grants, five involve dementia research. Wisconsin is among 21 states that have sued to stop the funding cuts. Earlier this month, the Trump administration announced a major reduction in federal funding for medical research. Wisconsin and 21 other states have sued to stop the cuts. All Joann Fabric stores are now closing. The company declared bankruptcy last month and announced store closures earlier in February. But this week, after the company was sold at auction, the buyers announced plans to liquidate all stores in stock. It's unclear how many people will be losing their jobs. Joann has been in operation for over 80 years, but slow sales and staffing troubles forced it into bankruptcy twice in the past year. Several area school districts are again offering early childhood and 4K screenings. These screenings help identify early learning strengths, delays, or difficulties in children and provide valuable insights into key development areas, helping teachers tailor instruction to meet a student's needs. Upcoming area school districts offering early childhood and 4K screenings include the Richland School District. Amy Hardy is the Richland Center Primary School Principal.
Families do need to register ahead of time. They can register online right on our website, or we have various flyers that will be around the community. Otherwise, they can even call the office at the primary school, the 649 Hive or 4483. Our screening goes from 8 in the morning until 1:30. But what that really means is that there's times available at 8, 9:30, 12, and then 1:30. Screen registration is the 26th of February through Thursday, the 27th of March. And at 10 a.m. is when we'll close the registration in that capacity. If after that you're like, oh, I missed that window, definitely call school and we'll do our best to make arrangements.
The Richland School District Early Childhood and 4K Screening Registration runs from February 26th to March 27th. Screens are available for all children turning 4 before September 1st and for children turning 3 before September 1st that may have developmental concerns. Screening appointments are available April 7th through 11th from 8 to 1:30 at the Richland Center Primary School. A parent or guardian will need to attend with their child. Screenings take approximately 90 minutes. To schedule a screening with the Richland School District, call 608-649-4483. The Riverdale School District will host its 4K screenings next week. Hillary Lilla is an early childhood teacher with the Riverdale Elementary School.
We are looking for students who will be 4 years old by September 1st. We're also looking at students who will be eligible to attend 5K and who did not attend 4K this year. So that's usually not a lot of our kiddos that go through screening, but just in case there are any out there who have not gone to 4K, we would want to look at them, just make sure that they're off on the right foot as well. And then we're also looking at if some parents out there have concerns about kids who will be 3 by September 1st. They might have concerns in various areas of development like speech and language, social, behavioral, gross motor skills, fine motor skills. So if there are any parents who have concerns in those areas, we encourage them to reach out to the school district as well.
Registration is now open for Riverdale's March 4 screenings by contacting Sarah at 608-739-3101. The Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County will be holding several upcoming community events focused on strengthening families, supporting youth, and addressing key challenges such as screen time and tobacco use. P4P will be holding community focus groups at the Pratt Community Hall on Monday nights, March 3rd, 10th, and 17th from 6:30 to 7:30. These discussions will allow community members to share insights about youth substance use, community concerns, and potential solutions. The feedback gathered will help shape future initiatives and programming. Registration is required by calling 608-647-6131, extension 1516, by this Friday, February 28th. Participants will receive a $50 gas card. Another program offered will be the Strengthening Families Program, a free 7-week series designed for parents and caregivers with youth ages 10 to 14. Participants will learn strategies to improve family communication, manage emotion, set goals, and foster stronger relationships. Sessions take place on Wednesdays from March 12th through April 30th at the Richland Center Intermediate School, with a free meal provided and served from 5:30 to 6 by local civic organizations. The program will run from 5:45 to 8 each evening. Registration is required by calling Lisa Goff, Richland School District School Psychologist, at 608-649-HIVE. Whether it's learning strategies for stronger families, joining community conversations, or supporting youth voices in tobacco prevention, there are many ways to get involved with Partners for Prevention. For more information on P4P opportunities, call Program Director Betsy Raisler at 608-647-6131, extension 1516. The Driftless Writing Center will host an in-person reading by novelist Emily Gray Tadreau Friday at 7 at the Commons in Viroqua. Tadreau will also lead an in-person workshop Saturday from 10 to noon at the Vernon County Museum and History Center in Viroqua, titled Page Turner, Building Narrative Momentum in Your Writing. Emily Gray Tadreau is the author of 3 novels, The Talented Miss Farwell, Blue Stars, and Commuters. The free public reading Friday will be followed by a community open mic. Anyone wishing to read during the open mic portion should register in advance by sending an email to driftlesswritingcenter@gmail.com with the subject line open mic and bring a maximum of 5 minutes of writing to share. In Saturday's workshop, attendees will be led in building the quality narrative momentum into fiction or nonfiction to help achieve that I just couldn't put it down reading quality. In-class writing exercises, as well as discussion of text, will give participants the chance to understand and practice how page turners become reality. Participants should bring a notebook or laptop and look forward to gaining momentum together. The limited attendance workshop is open to writers of all levels. The DWC offers sliding scale tuition. Scholarships are also available. The registration form for the workshop can be found on the Driftless Riding Center's website, driftlessridingcenter.org, or email the DWC for more information at driftlessridingcenter@gmail.com or call 608-492-1669. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets to help build up the blood supply. People of all blood types are encouraged to make and keep their donation appointments so hospitals can continue to ensure critical care for patients. A blood drive will be held today from 10:45 to 4:45 at Wisconsin Dells High School. To book a time to give blood or platelets, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.